感谢神，我们早上能够聚在一起。
We thank Him for always give us opportunity.
我们感谢主，他一直给我们有机会。
The Lord is coming soon.
主很快要来了。
I sense that even in my lifetime, He may come back.
我深深地感觉到，在我有生之年，他会回来。
Because he has promised us,
因为他答应我们
that he will come back to receive us to himself.
他要把我们接到他那里去。
He promised this promise in the first century.
他第一世纪就给了这个应许。
Those who love the Lord in the first century,
第一世纪,
they expected the Lord returned in their lifetime.
第一世纪爱主的人在他们的日子已经期待主会来。很多人已经离开了。
Because the Lord may return even at that time.
因为我们的主很可能那个时刻就会回来。
If his church is ready.
如果他的教会预备好了。
But dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
20 centuries have passed.
20个世纪都过去了。
And the Lord has not returned.
主还没有回来。
Not because he does not want to return.
不是他不要回来。
But it is because his people have not been ready.
而是因着他的百姓没有预备好。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we are living at the beginning of the 21st century.
如今我们在21世纪的开头。
All the prophecies that preceded his return have been fulfilled.
主回来之前，一切的预言都已经应验了。
So we do believe that our Lord may return at any moment.
我们实在的相信主每一时刻都会回来。
How good it will be.
那是多么的美好。
That the Lord will return while we are gathering here this morning.
今天早上我们聚会的时候他就回来是多么的美好。
We will welcome his return.
我们欢迎他的回来。
Hopefully,
希望
at that time, there will be none left behind.
在那个时刻，希望我们当中没有一个人给剩下。
If by the grace of God we are ready for Him，
借着他的恩典，我们都能够在其中。
When Lucifer sinned against God。
当路斯佛犯罪在神面前的时候
He wanted to take the place of God's beloved son.
他要取代神爱子的地位。
For that reason, he was discharged from heaven.
为了这个缘故他在天上给扔下来。
And all who followed him,
一切跟从他的
All who were under his domain,
那些在他权势下面的
went into ruin,
就落到荒凉里面。
This is why we find in Genesis chapter 1, the earth was empty and void.
这就是为什么在创世第一章那里说地是空虚混沌的。
There was no meaning to the earth.
在地就再没有意义了。
It was under judgment.
在审判之下。
It was covered with water.
云面黑暗，水盖满了全地。
Historically, we call it the Ice Age.
历史上称为冰川的时代。
We do not know how long this age continued.
我们不知道那个年代有多久。
But thank God.
感谢神。
The Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the deep.
神的灵运行在水面。
The love of God returned to this ruin. Earth.
神的爱再次回到这位荒凉的地上。
In 6 days, God restored the earth to be habitable.
在六日之内，神恢复了这地，成为可居住之地。
And on the 6th day, He created man.
在第六天，他造了人。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
When he created man,
当他造人的时候,
it was different from his creation.
与其他的被造都不一样。
Because he created man according to his image and in his likeness.
因为他造人是照着他的形象和样式造的。
Think of that.
想一想。
Man was created in the image of God.
人是照着神的样式造的。
According to his likeness.
是照着他的形象跟样式造的。
Image, icon, speaks of the inward reality.
形象是讲到他内在的实际。
That is to say, when God created man,
就是说当神造人的时候，
God created according to himself.
神是照着他的形象来造人的。
He wanted man to represent him.
他要人代表他。
For God,To destroy his enemy.
神要毁坏他的仇敌。
It was easy.
是很容易的。
The very breath of God will destroy Satan.
神吹一口气就能够摧毁撒旦。
But that will not give God glory.
那不能叫神得荣耀。
Just as a grown-up person.Beating a little child.
就好像一个大人打小孩一样。
And for the glory of God,
为了神的荣耀,
He created man.
他创造了人。
A little lower than the angels.
比天使微小一点。
Now, brothers and sisters, why did God create man.
弟兄姊妹们，神为什么要造人呢？
Why did he create you and me?
为什么他造你造我呢？
He had a definite purpose.
他有一个指定的意思。
He created man to defeat his enemy, Satan.
他造人就是为了要打败他的仇敌撒旦。
It is God's glory.
为了神的荣耀。
For man who is a little lower than the angels to defeat God's enemy.
特别是要把用天使比天使微小一的人来击败神的仇敌。
This is the reason for our creation.
这是我们为什么被造。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
We are not created for ourselves.
我们不是为了我们而被造。
We are created for God's purpose.
我们是为了神的旨意而被造的。
We do not live here for ourselves.
我们不是为了自己而活在这里。
We live here for the purpose of God.
我们活在这里是为了神的旨意。
What a privilege that is.
这是多么大的特权。
What an honor that is.
这是多么荣耀的一件事。
That God wants to use us to defeat His enemy.
神要用着我们来击败他的仇敌。
And for that reason,
为了这个原因，
the Spirit of God moved among the face of the deep.
神的灵就运行在水面上。
In 6 days, God restored the earth to be habitable.
神用六日恢复了这地，成为人可居住的。
And on the 6th day, He created man.
在第六天，神造人。
In His image, according to His likeness.
照着他的形象，照着他的样式。
Image speaks of the inward reality.
形象是讲到内在的实际。
Inwardly, we are created to be like God.
我们从里面就是照着神的形象而造的。
We are to be created to be used of God.
我们被造是为了让神用我们。
We are not created for ourselves.
我们不是为了我们自己而被造的。
Man does not live for himself.
人不是为了自己而活的。
Man live for God.
人是为了神而活的。
Man live for the purpose of God.
人是为了神的旨意而活的。
This is what we always should remember.
这是我们要时刻记住的。
Then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
神把人安置在伊甸园里。
The Garden of Eden was a beautiful garden.
伊甸园是一个美丽的园子。
It was a garden full of fruitful trees.
园子里面满了果树。
Because at that time, man had not eaten meat.
因为那个时候人还没有吃肉。
Man's food was the fruit of the tree.
人的食物乃是树上的果子。
God made every provision for man.
神为人预备他一切的需用。
And then he put man in that garden.
然后他把人放在那园子里。
But God said,
神说，
It is not good for man to be alone.
说那人独居不好。
I will make a helpmate for him.
我要为他造一个帮手。
So God created Eve out of Adam.
所以神就从亚当里面造了夏娃。
And God joined them together into one.
神把他们二人合为一体。
God put them in the Garden of Eden.
神把他们放在伊甸园子里面。
For 2 things.
为了两件事。
To till and to guard.
是为了修理耕种，还有为了看守。
What God has created.
神所造的。
He wants man to improve upon it.
神要人在那里进一步的耕种改善。
For the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
And at the same time,
同时，
He told man to guard.
他告诉人要看守。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You know that the Garden of Eden is a garden without wall.
你知道伊甸园是没有围墙的。
Outside of the wall, was the enemy of God.
在外面是神的仇敌。
So God wanted man to guard the garden.
所以神要人来看守园子。
Man was to be the wall of the garden.
要人成为园子的围墙。
To keep the enemy of God away.
去叫神的仇敌不能够进来。
That is the work God has ordained for man.
这是神命定要人做的。
To till and to guard.
去修理、耕种、看守。
To till, to improve on what God has provided.
去修理、来耕种神所造的。
And to guard against the enemy.
然后去保守、看守，叫仇敌不能够进来。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
man is not created for himself.
人不是为了他自己而造的。
Man is created for God's purpose.
人是为了神的旨意而被造的。
What purpose is that purpose?
这是他的旨意是什么呢?
He wants to use man to defeat his enemy.
他要用人去击败神的仇敌。
And it is the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
It is the meaning of man.
这是人生的意义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do we remember what God created us for?
我们能够记住神为什么造我们吗?
He created us not for ourselves.
他造我们不是为了我们自己。
He created us for his glory.
他是为了他的荣耀而造我们的。
He created us to defeat his enemy.
他造我们是要我们击败仇敌的。
And this is God's glory.
这是神的荣耀。
So here we find at the beginning of the Bible.
所以我们看到在圣经的开头。
After 6 days, he restored this ruined earth.
6天他恢复了这个被毁坏的地。
On the 6th day,
在第六日，
he created man.
他造人。
He put man in the garden.
他把人安置在园子里面。
He gave man Eve.
他把夏娃给了人。
That they together may serve God's purpose.
叫他们一起来服侍神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
Adam and Eve in the garden, they were to do two things.
亚当跟夏娃在园子里面是做两件事而已。
One thing was to till.
一件是在那里修理。
It is not God's will for man to be lazy.
神不是叫人懒惰的。
To do nothing.
叫人无所事事的。
Because if that's the case,
如果这样的话，
evil will very soon begin to rise in us.
邪恶就很容易在我们里面出来。
God wants man to work.
神要人工作。
To till.
去耕种。
To improve upon what God has provided.
去改进神预备的。
For the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
But this is only one side of the work.
这只是工作的一面而已。
There is the other side of the work.
还有另外一面的工作。
And the other side is to guard.
另外一面乃是看守。
It is a garden.
这是一个园子。
Without a wall.
没有围墙的。
And God's purpose is for man to be the wall of the garden.
神的旨意是让人成为园子的围墙。
God kept the enemy outside of the garden.
以至于仇敌不能
进园子。And God wanted man to keep the garden.
神要人来看守这个园子。
To watch the wall.
去成为看守的墙。
To be the wall of the garden.
成为园子的围墙。
To keep God's enemy away from them.
让神的仇敌不能够进来。
Unfortunately,
很可惜的,
man failed.
人失败了。
Adam and Eve should be together.
亚当跟夏娃应该在一起的。
They have a work to do.
他们有他们的工作。
But here you find in the scripture,
在圣经里面我们看到,
somehow Eve began to wander away from Adam.
夏娃就离开了亚当。
Adam was working alone.
他在那里一个人工作。
By himself, he was not able to fulfill God's purpose.
单独一个人没有办法达到神的旨意。
He failed to guard the garden.
他没有把园子看守好。
It was a critical mistake.
那是一个关键的错误。
Because the enemy slipping.
因为让仇敌溜进来了。
He was wandering around by herself.
夏娃在那里自己游荡。
She has left her work.
她离开了她的工作。
She has left Adam.
她离开了亚当。
And he began to wander around.
她在那里游荡。
And Adam being left alone.
亚当就给掉单了。
He was not able to guard the garden.
她就没有办法来看守这园子。
And the enemy sleeping.
仇敌就乘虚而入。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
He wandered around to the center of the garden.
夏娃就游荡到园子的中间。
You remember God planted in the center of the garden the tree of life.
你知道在园子当中神安置了生命树。
And by that tree, God planted another tree.
在这个树旁边还有一棵树。
It is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
就是分别善恶树。
And God's command was,
神的命令乃是,
You can eat every fruit in the garden.
当中的果子你都可以吃。
But not of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
但是分别善恶的树的果子你不可以吃。
Why is it so?
为什么这样?
Is it because God did not want man to be knowledgeable?
难道神不愿意让人有知识吗?
Not at all.
不是这样。
Because he planted the tree of life in the midst of the garden.
因为他在园子当中设了生命树。
He wanted man to have his life.
他要人得到他的生命。
And in that life, there is the right knowledge.
在他这个生命里面有准确的知识。
Without the life of God,
没有神的生命,
knowledge is very dangerous.
知识就变成非常的危险。
Because it leads us away from God.
因为它把我们带离开了神。
It makes us to look into ourselves.
叫我们只会看自己。
And that is the fall of man.
这是人的堕落。
So the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
while Eve wandered around,
当夏娃那里游荡的时候,
he came to the center of the garden.
他来到园子当中。
Instead of looking at the tree of life,
他没有去看生命树。
She was interested in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他对于分别善恶树发生兴趣。
It must be a beautiful tree.
那实在是应该是一个美丽的一棵树。
It must be an attractive tree.
是一个很能够吸引人的树。
So she was wondering about that tree.
所以她就在那个树的周围转来转去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if you wonder about the tree of life,
如果你在生命树旁边转来转去的话，
how good that will be.
那是多么的美好。
God's purpose for man will be fulfilled.
神的旨意在人身上就能够成就。
But instead, he was interested in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但他却在那里对分别善恶树发生兴趣。
She looked at the tree.
他看那棵树。
And wondered what will happen if he eat its fruit.
他就想，如果我吃了它的果子会怎么样呢？
She had heard the command of God.
她听到神的命令。
But the enemy came in.
仇敌进来了。
And persuaded her.
来说服她。
God did not allow you to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good because He does not love you.
他说，神不让你们吃分别善恶树的果子，因为他不爱你们。
He keeps you from the best.
他把最好的不给你们。
Satan put such thought into the heart of Eve.
撒旦把这样的心思种到夏娃的心中。
The more she looked at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
她越看分别善恶树上的果子，
the more she admired,
她就越崇拜他。
And eventually,
最后，
he succumbed to the temptation of Satan.
她就陷在撒旦的试探里面。
God does not allow you to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because he does not want you to be like him.
神不让你们吃分别善恶树的果子，因为神不要你们能够像他。
So Eve was tempted.
所以夏娃受试探。
He looked at the tree and saw the fruit was good.
他看这棵树上的果子
So she took the fruit and ate it.
所以她拿了果子就吃了。
And the Bible said she gave it to Adam.
圣经还告诉我们，她又给亚当。
Now Adam knew the word of God.
亚当知道神的话。
He knew that this was the fruit of the forbidden tree.
他知道这是禁果。
If he should eat that tree, he will be separated from God.
如果他吃了这果子，他就要与神分隔。
But he loved Eve more than God.
但他爱夏娃，超越爱神。
He would rather have Eve than God.
所以他爱夏娃，所以他就吃了果子。
So he also ate.
所以他也吃了。
And what happened?
什么事情发生了呢？
They discovered that they were naked.
他们就发现他们赤身露体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
When God created,
神创造的时候，
He gave the animals.
他把这些活物、这些动物有皮遮盖
，to cover them，
来遮盖他们的身体。
But when he created man,
当他造人的时候，
Do you believe he does not give man a cover?
难道他不给人一些遮盖吗？
I don't think so.
我相信不是这样。
I believe when God created man,
我相信当神造人的时候，
He created man and clothed him with glory.
他造人的时候用荣耀当衣给我们穿上。
Glory was his clothing.
荣耀乃是我们的遮盖。
Therefore, they were not naked.
所以他们不是赤身露体的。
They had the glory of God upon them.
在他们的身上有神的荣耀。
But as soon as they sin,
当他们一犯罪了的时候，
Glory left them.
荣耀就离开了他们。
We understand this.
我们都知道。
Because we have experienced this.
我们也经历过这件事。
We were naked in the sight of God.
我们在神面前赤身露体。
Because our forefathers had sinned.
因为我们的始祖犯罪了。
We were born with sins and transgressions.
我们是生在罪恶过犯当中。
We could not face God.
我们不能够面见神。
So Adam and Eve discovered they were naked.
所以亚当夏娃就发现他们是赤身露体。
In other words,
换句话说，
glory left them.
荣耀离开了他们。
So they tried to use the fig tree leaves to make clothing over their nakedness.
所以他们就用无花果树的叶子做衣服来遮盖他们。
Now this is the work of man.
这是人的工作。
When there is wind,
当天起凉风的时候，
such clothing will not cover them.
这个叶子编的裙子没有用了。
So even though they had covered themselves with fig leaves,
虽然他们用无花果树的叶子做衣服，
but when God appeared in the garden,
所以当神到园子的时候，
they hid themselves.
他们就躲起来。
Why?
为什么？
Because before God, they sensed they were naked.
因为在神面前，他们知道他们赤身露体。
So God said, Adam, where are you?
神说，亚当，你在哪里？
Have you eaten the forbidden tree?
你是不是吃了那禁果？
And look what happened.
看看现在你的光景。
Adam, instead of loving his wife,
亚当为了爱他的妻子，
he blamed his wife.
哦，他不单单不够爱他的妻子，而且他还把责任推到妻子的身上。
He said, the woman you gave me, she gave me to eat. The forbidden tree.
他说你给我的那个女人呢、啊、她叫我吃了这不该吃的果子。
Did Adam acknowledge his sin?
亚当他承认他的罪了吗？
He didn't.
他没有。
He put the blame on woman.
他把这个责任推到女人身上。
And look at the woman what she said.
你看到这个女人说什么呢？
She will not take the blame upon herself.
她也不承担责任。
She put the blame on the serpent.
她把这个责任推到蛇的身上。
She said the serpent had enticed me.
她说这个蛇引诱我。
That's the result of sin.
这就是罪的结果。
So God cursed the serpent.
所以神就咒诅这蛇。
A representation of Satan.
是代表啊撒旦。
That she will crawl upon the earth.
他就在地上爬而已。
And eat the earth as his food.
他吃土为食物。
And God put an enmity between the woman and the serpent.
所以在那里神就叫女人跟蛇成为仇敌。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
Instead of making the woman and the serpent as allies,
神没有叫女人跟蛇成为同盟的。
He put an enmity between them.
他们神就叫他们成为敌对的。
And the promise of God is,
神的应许乃是
the seed of the woman shall destroy the head of the serpent.
女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
But the serpent will hurt his heel.
而蛇却要伤他的脚跟。
And of course, today we know this is a promise of the coming of Christ.
你知道这是应许到基督的再来。
How he will come into the world to destroy the enemy.
基督如何的降生在地上来击败了仇敌。
But the enemy hurt his heel.
仇敌却伤了他的脚跟。
He had to go to the cross.
他要上十字架。
To suffer. For our sins.
为了我们的罪而受苦。
This is the love of God.
这是神的爱。
So God promised Adam and Eve the coming of the Messiah.
神在那里向亚当夏娃应许到弥赛亚的来临。
And God killed an animal and clothed them with the animal's skin.
神杀了一个牲畜，用他的皮子做衣服给人穿上。
But they were not allowed to remain in the Garden of Eden.
但是不能够允许他们再在伊甸园里面。
Lest they eat the fruit of the tree of life.
他们也不能够吃生命树的果子。
Then they will live forever.
不然的话，他们会一直活下去。
Forever with sin.
叫他们永远成为一个罪人。
Forever with nakedness before God.
他们永远在神面前成为赤身露体的。
The tragedy of man will be eternal.
那样人的灾难就永远是这样了。
But God in His mercy.
因着神的怜悯。
He killed an animal.
他在那里杀了一个牲畜。
And clothed them with the skin.
用牲畜的皮子给他们做衣服穿上。
It is a type of the coming of Christ.
这是预表基督的降临。
How he will die for us.
他如何的为我们死。
That we may be clothed before God.
我们能够在神面前有穿戴。
And be not naked.
不再是赤身露体。
But Adam and Eve were unfit to stay in the Garden of Eden.
但是亚当和夏娃就不再适合留在伊甸园里。
God said,
神说,
lest they eat the tree of life.
哦, 叫他们不可以再吃生命树的果子。
Then they will live forever in sins and transgressions.
不然的话，他们就永远活在罪恶过犯当中。
So God in His mercy,
因着神的怜悯,
He clothes them with skin.
他给他们用皮子做衣服。
Where does the skin come from?
皮子从哪里来?
Evidently, an animal has been killed.
一定是有一个牲畜被杀。
This is a type of the coming of the Messiah.
这是预表弥赛亚的来临。
How he will come and die in our stead.
他是如何降生 为了我们而死。
That we may be clothed with him.
叫我们能够佩戴他。
That we may not be naked before God.
叫我们在神面前不再是赤身肉体。
But Adam and Eve were unfit to live in the garden.
但是亚当和夏娃他不能够再留在伊甸园里。
And they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
他们就被赶出园子。
And God sent an angel with sword guarding the garden.
神就设立了天使跟火箭来守住这园子。
This was paradise lost.
这是乐园的失落。
What a loss that had been.
这是何等的一个失落呀。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we are born into this world,
当我们生进这个世界的时候，
we all have been born outside of the Garden of Eden.
我们都是生在伊甸园外的。
We have sin in us.
我们里面有罪。
And our lives is under the dominion of sin and death.
我们的生命是活在罪跟死的权势底下。
So far as human beings are concerned,
讲到人类，
they had no hope in themselves.
人靠自己没有盼望。
But thank God,
感谢神，
He sent His beloved Son into this world.
他差他的爱子来到世上，
and died on the cross in our stead.
在十字架上替我们死了。
Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I trust that all of you have believed in the Lord Jesus.
我相信你们在座的每一位已经相信了耶稣基督。
If you haven't,
如果你还没有的话，
I think this is the time for you to repent.
我相信你现在就应该悔改。
And to return to Christ Jesus.
回到耶稣基督的面前。
Because the Lord is coming soon.
因为主马上就回来。
I firmly believe that the Lord may come back in our lives.
我深深地相信主在我们这个时代就会回来。
20 centuries have passed.
20世纪已经过去了。
We are living in the beginning of the 21st century.
我们现在活在21世纪的开始。
All the prophecies preceded the coming of the Lord have been fulfilled.
主回来之前一切的预言都已经应验了。
The next prophecy to be fulfilled is the coming of the Lord.
下一个要应验的预言乃是主的回来。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们啊，
do not think that there will be more time for you.
不要再想还有很多的时间给留给你。
For you to wander around,
叫你在地上流荡。
For you to continue to sin and to transgress.
叫你继续留在罪恶过犯当中。
There is no more time.
没有时间了。
The Lord may come at any moment.
主随时都可以回来。
How good it will be.
那是多么的美好呢？
If the Lord shall come now.
如果主现在回来。
And the best thing is,
最美好的事乃是
this auditorium will be empty.
这个会场就都空了。
None will be left behind.
没有一个给剩下。
If any should be left behind,
如果任何给留下的，
he will be cast into outer darkness.
他就不可以扔在外面黑暗当中。
And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在那里痛哭切齿。
In other words,
换句话说
，there will be repentance。
在那里，你要悔改了。
So repent now。
所以要现在悔改。
Instead of repent at that time。
不要到那个时候悔改就后悔。
If we should repent now，
如果我们现在悔改
，we will welcome the return of the Lord。
我们就是欢迎主回来的那一些人。
Because we will go into the kingdom and reign with him for 1,000 years。
我们就要与他一同在国度里面掌权。
1,000 years。It's a long time.
掌权一千年，那是多么长久的日子。
Why? For this short period on earth.
为什么为了地上的一点点的时间？
100 years.
可能100年。
But to be compared with 1,000 years, it was nothing.
与一千年是没有办法相比的。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
the Lord is coming.
主要回来了。
Trust him.
信他。
That's the prayer of my heart.
这是我心中的祈祷。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, when we think of thy imminent return.
主啊，当我们想到你立刻的归回，
our hearts leap for joy.
我们里面满了喜乐。
How we praise and thank thee.
我们要感谢赞美你。
That what thou hast promised will be fulfilled.
你应许的你必定应验。
And we shall be with thee in thy kingdom.
我们要与你一同在你的国度里面，
rule and reign for your glory，
一起作王掌权。
Oh dear Lord，
亲爱的主啊，
we thank thee for thy precious promise，
我们为了你这样宝贵的应许，我们感谢你。
And our prayer is，
我们的祷告乃是，
that by thy grace we will all be ready，
靠着你的恩典，我们都能够预备好。
If there is anything who is not yet ready,
如果我们还有没有预备好的地方，
ready him or her at this moment.
如今就帮助这些弟兄姊妹们。
That when thou shalt come back,
当你回来的时候，
we will all be raptured.
我们都能够一同被提，
and be with thee forever.
与你永远在一起。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.